Om Shanti. On behalf of all the double foreigners, I would like to take this opportunity to extend a warm welcome to our respected divine brother, Brij Mohan Ji. So you can welcome him with one hand clap, please. Thank you. Brij Mohan Bhai is one of the senior brothers of the Yajna who has been with Baba for more than 40 to 50 years. I don't know exactly the number of years. But he has had the opportunity to take sustenance from Sakar Baba, Mama, all the Dadis and Didis, and have a lot of experience of yoga, tapasya, gyan. And that's why I chose this topic based on yesterday's Murli. We are all running the race of remembrance and we all want to win. Do you all want to win? You want to be number one? So I think Brij Mohan Bhai is here today to tell us what method he uses in order to win the race. So we want to also win the race together with him. And I'm sure one of the specialities of Brij Mohan Bhai is sharing knowledge in a very entertaining way. I don't think any one of you can fall asleep. No one can fall asleep when you're listening to Brij Mohan Bhai. You will experience that yourself today, how to share Baba's knowledge in an entertaining way so that souls are able to absorb and become the embodiment. And I also would like to take this opportunity to thank him for sparing this valuable time with us, because he has come all the way from Shantivan, leaving thousands of people to just speak to hundreds of people here. So thank you very much, Brij Mohan Bhai, for accepting our invitation, and enjoy Brij Mohan Bhai's company.
Om Shanti. So happy to meet Baba's lovely double foreigner children at one place. If I have to come to your countries, a lot of time it will take me individually to come to each country. But this Baba's place is a junction for all us. And Baba always loves double foreigners, double than Baba loves single foreigners. You know why? Huh? Because you have already won half the race being double foreigners. Already you know that we are foreigners, we don't belong to this world. So Bharatvasis are single foreigners. They know they don't belong to this world. And all of you are double foreigners. So you doubly know, you know twice as well, that you don't belong to this world. And you know, when something is very, very, very valuable, you put it under double lock, not under single lock. So, to have double understanding doubles up the speed of the race, which you already join. When you think, I don't belong here, then where do we belong? So that becomes our destination. When sister was introducing, I think she used one word, embodiment. Are we to become embodiments or get out of bodies and becomes free from bodies? That also we will have to consider. Today morning I did not do my neck exercise. So it is good time that I look here and here. I am able to do my neck exercise also, because this hall is such. And you are so seated that here if I look straight, it's okay, but otherwise I have to keep on. If I just look straight, then they will think I am not attending to them. That is also my problem. Huh? So even if I look straight, please think I am attending to you and to you also. Now, we are talking about a race. And methods to win the race. The first thing is, it is not one person, one being who is to win the race. All of us will win the race. That is granted by our promoter, that all of us will win the race. In other races, they win the race and come back to their normal routine. Here, when we will win the race, we are not going to come back. So it has to be finally, we have to be there and go further. The speed depends upon understanding the nature of the race, the distance of the race, normally the period, the time available for running the race. Once in my school days, we had a slow cycling race. You know, there is something called slow cycling race. So all the students get on their bicycles and they have to be as slow as possible. And the one who is the slowest wins the race. So in the process, many of them fall because they can't keep the balance when they become too slow. And I won the race because I just could stay on the bicycle and didn't fall. So that is also the thing, the period of the race, the purpose of the race. Now in our case, I think 2 days back, there was a wonderful Murli giving us 2 words as the entire history and geography of our journey. One word was geography, that we belong to Paramdham. And how we come from Paramdham to this world. The other was history, giving the time factor. Geography gives the space factor, that where we are located in Paramdham, how we come from Paramdham here, and how we go back. It is not one time thing, it is eternal. Goes on and on and on. Paramdham to here, here to Paramdham. Geography. Cycle. Vertical. Then, time factor. Here what we do, from golden to silver to copper to iron to diamond to golden, once we go up again, so it is also eternal and cyclic. The question of race, when it arises? Racing back or racing to or racing through? So you will find that we come from Paramdham at our appointed time. We cannot come sooner or later. Normal. Then, when we come here, we have to move at snail's pace in the drama. All the periods are fixed. Individually, my lifespan may be little here and there, but 1250 years, no scope for racing. Number of birth is fixed. Number of years is fixed. You have to pass through normal speed. Same about silver age. Same copper age. Same iron age. The only difference is that we get more bodies to cover the same period in the later eras. So our bodies race through. That's all. The real question of entering a race arises when? All of you know when? At the confluence. When we have to go back, all of us have to go back at the appointed time, but go back by acquiring a stage which we have to individually work for. So whosoever acquires the stage earlier or sooner is said to be having more marks in this race. It means at the end of the Iron Age, at the confluence. It is not a physical race. It is a spiritual race. And not a race performed through the bodies. So we are very much here in the bodies. And still we are in the race. So this is the situation, background of the race. All have equal chance, because it doesn't matter at all. The entire period, time required for the race is what? We are doing rehearsals. But finally, what will be the time taken in the final race? How much? Second? Just a thought. One thought. As they say, you think and you are there. That is the final. Then what holds us back from even completing this, which is just a thought away? And why there will be numbers? And why we are doing so much of rehearsals? That is the thing to be answered, to understand the method. Which is the faculty in us which actually performs the race? Eyes, intellect, legs, or the mind, or the soul? Which? So easy. Which faculty? Huh? Intellect? Brother says intellect. Good. Any other answer? You all agree? We are in the race with our intellect. Intellect is the brake or the accelerator? Check again, huh? Which is the faculty in us which perform the race? Mind? All right. Those who say mind, raise your right hand. Okay. Many. Now, with which faculty others are performing the race? Both mind and intellect, two engines? You see, we have to, after all, we have been given a puzzle by Sister Meera, we have to solve it somehow. So, which is the faculty which remembers? If we were to perform the race with the soul, then we have to leave the body here. Then what will happen to the body? Soul goes and performs the race. This has to be performed while within the body. Which is the faculty that remembers? All right, forget. What is the petrol, the fuel for the race? The fuel. Knowledge. Knowledge or love? Again think. Achha, now those who say knowledge, raise your right hand. Those who say love, raise your right hand. Again. That is why there is, I think, zigzagging in the space. All are not racing in the same direction. Thing is, what motivates a person to move? Okay. What motivates a person to move in the normal circumstances? Reward? Love. Fear also. Supposing there is a big cobra here in this hall. And I tell you, oh, I have seen it. Where you will be found? Not putting your shoes even outside. That is also motivation. So, we have to be very careful. This is motivation under compulsion. As soon as we find that cobra has been caught, and we know, now it is no more there, we will not move. Motivation is gone. Somebody develops a bodily problem. There is a pain in the stomach, strong pain. Then we will forget everything and will be motivated to the doctor or the hospital. But for how long? Not going to stay in the hospital for a lifetime. Or make friends with the doctor, much less have a relationship, because it is only connected with the pain, under compulsion. As soon as pain is gone, motivation is gone. Now, what is the permanent type of motivation which keeps us going on and on, moving further and further, strengthening the journey or movement. What is that? It has to be love. Purity. Purity. Purity is the motivation. Purity of petrol is needed so that there is no obstruction. That is right, if you put an impure petrol, adulterated petrol, into a rocket, speed will be less, it will be obstructed. But purity is a quality of the fuel. But what is that fuel? Purity is not the fuel. Love. Love is such a power that God is equated with love. God, Shiva Baba, God is many things. Many, 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 many things. But there are two special attributes with which God is equated. One is love. We say, God is love, love, ocean of love. But many places in the world, in schools, on the vehicles, in the hotels, many places it is written, love is God. You must have seen many places. Not only God is love, but so much equated with God that love is God. And if you see, in practical terms, what is the difference between the present world and the paradise or the new world, Satyugi? The difference is only of love. All other things are here. What is missing is love. Of course, pure love, purity. But love. So love is such an important power, uniting power, cementing power, which gives you joy, which gives you happiness in life, which moves you in life, which makes you tireless in life, which for which you can sacrifice anything in life. It is such a thing, it is very light also, love. When love is threatened, we feel threatened. It is another thing, if you have love for money, then your money is threatened, you are threatened. If you have love for your position, then position is threatened. But the love, it is basically the love. And second one is truth. They say, God is truth, okay? Truth is God. Many places you will find it. Truth is nothing but knowledge, as you have said. Knowledge is important to know the destination where we have to proceed. It is like the lights, headlights of a vehicle, so that you may be moving, but in what direction? Otherwise, the lights are off, it is pitch dark, you may move into a ditch or move aside. So it is guides, it is guideline. It makes you enlightened about the destination or object, focus. So that also is very important, because you may be moving very fast, you may have very fast, good love, very strong love, but for something wrong. You may be going in the reverse direction. One may love violence, one may love to trouble people, like that. So knowledge is important, but knowledge is not the objective, not the focus, not the destination. It determines the destination. With knowledge you cannot move. you can move with love. So now what moves in us with love is the mind. Mind is the place or the faculty, thought power, thought, let us say thought, which moves with love. Now you can experience any time, every time, all the day. Where does our mind go? You will find our mind will be moving to things that we at any point of time think are important, are necessary, are good for me, will bring me benefit or save me from some later trouble. So mind will go that way. You are sitting here, suddenly you think, let me check up for my reservation for back journey. Let me make a phone call and check up. Now what is this? The mind has suddenly got the thought, now is the time for me to leave from this place soon and I have to go ahead. So let me check up whether my journey is fixed. So this is the mind functioning. Because it is essential for me now to think of future. Similarly, anywhere one feels benefit, one feels gain, feels respect, feels honorable, feels comfort, all good things, mind will be naturally attracted. Supposing you are sitting with people who are praising you, you will love to sit there. You will like them to repeat the praise because you are feeling comfortable. And suddenly, one of the persons start criticizing you. Now the same set of people, same things, you don't like it. So mind will say, move from here because you don't like it. So mind functions under compulsion, temporarily, but always where you feel comfortable. So much so that even in our dreams, we like things to be there which we think will make us comfortable. So that is why Baba says, check your dreams. What type of dreams you get, because that is also a part of the effort, help to make us speedy journey, complete our journey of remembrance. So the very word journey of remembrance is done with the mind. Now what does intellect do? It is very important to know what intellect does in the whole system. Intellect, because these days people have started thinking intellect is a very good thing. Those who have intellect are superior people. Intellectuals are a class by themselves. Intellectuals rule the world. They make planning, they are far-sighted, they are visionaries, and so on. They look ahead. But if you check practically, Baba has never said that I am your father because of your intellect. He says, I am Dilwala. Dilwala, even in today's Murli. I like you to sit in on my heart throne and I like you to make me sit on your heart throne. The throne is not of intellect but of heart, because heart is a place of remembrance. When people say God is inside me, they don't really mean Literally, God is inside me because God is one and so many inside of us. But remembrance is inside me. So the journey is of remembrance, and remembrance is done by the mind. Intellect only guides us to keep on course. Provided the intellect is also pure and intellect is in tune with the mind. Otherwise, intellect will interfere with our journey and put obstacles and take our journey, make it zigzag. This is what intellect does. You will always find intellect is like a lawyer, advocate. It will only argue and tell you certain things to create doubt in you. And Baba says, those who doubt will not be successful. And those who have faith, who are sure, determined, will be successful. So intellect creates doubt in your determination. Throughout, intellect has been doing this. For example, you want to go from here to your own room in this Gyan Sarovar. You have been allotted a room, you have seen that room, you have to go into your room. Do you have to use your intellect at all? No. But somebody tells you that you go, I live in Harmony House, room number 44, and you come and meet me in Harmony House, room number 44. And you are not living in Harmony House in the same complex. So, you will reach Harmony House, then you will ask someone, where is room number 44? He says, go second floor. Okay. Which is the way to second floor? This stair or that stair? Then you go. Then you look at room numbers, whether they are reducing or increasing. And like that. So you will use your intellect 6 times to find room number 44. So you are using it because you are not sure. You are in doubt. You stand at a crossroad. 4 roads are leaving like this, and you have to go to one of them. Then again, there is no signs. So you will ask someone, does this road go to Agra? He says, no, that one goes to Agra. Okay, you start. After some, you say, let me check up again. You ask another person, does it go to Agra? So this is what intellect does. You enter a bus, at a bus stop, the driver is taking tea outside. You say, I want to go to Ahmedabad. Yes, yes, sit in this bus. You go, you are sure now it is Ahmedabad, you sit. After 5 minutes, you will have a doubt. You will, another passenger is sitting, you will say, you are also going to Ahmedabad, to be sure. He says, yes, I am going to Ahmedabad. So you are okay. After another 5 minutes, you will again get doubt. The third passenger you will ask, when will it reach Ahmedabad? The idea you are reconfirming. So this is what intellect is doing. And it is our intellect which has brought us from copper age to iron age. Because we are the only thing we rely upon in this world is our intellect. Even if God comes and tells us it is like this, we have accepted God is there, God has come. Still, if God tells us it is like this, we will still check it with our intellect, whether it is this what God is saying. And God is saying it should be this. God says, very little time left. Start fast meditation. Five stages every day, 8 times. Intellect temporarily agrees, yes. Then, intellect will say, will it be possible for you to do this? Then you start. You say, why 8 times? Do all the 8 times at one go in the morning itself, so that you are free for the rest of the time, and so on. So basically, the intellect knows our inside. It knows our weaknesses. Supposing Baba says, today, everyone give up anger. Nobody should be angry. Here, promise. You all know anger is a bad thing. Give up. Raise your hands. I am thinking of raising my hand. What I do? I know it is bad. And Baba says, I will help you to overcome it. First I will think, I should raise, Baba is saying. Then I will say, last year also Baba said, was I able to overcome? No. Intellect is interfering. So Baba is saying, you raise, I will give you power. Then you look around, anybody is raising? Somebody is raising. So you raise so little hand and pull it down also. Why? Because you have done and yet not done. Because you think I am not being counted, but I have done my duty. Then supposing Baba says, no, raise your hand full. I want to see. Photograph is being taken in Paramdham. So what you will do? You will raise full and bring down as fast. I have done. Now what is inside? Not sure. And supposing Baba also takes it a step further and says, keep it raised until I tell you. I have seen everyone. So then what you do? You raise. It is shaking. This is the thing. Who is causing this problem? Intellect. So never trust your intellect. That is why Shrimat, that is divine programming for us, which Baba does, has to be put into our computer. And that program has to be operated, not our virus-infected floppy of our intellect, which has brought us here, down. If we start testing that one also with this, then we will be putting that virus into this also. Then we will accept what we like, what we can do, and we will say, I will try for that. But my intellect says, maybe you can't do, please don't agree like that. So intellect only slows down our journey, interferes with our journey, unless we are very careful to control the intellect and let it help us to boost our speed, rather than to create problems on the way to our speed. So all the time we have to check, which side intellect is going. You have to keep it under control because it can work both ways. It is like a knife which can cut the fruit, which can also cut your finger like that. So this is important. Now, what interferes with our journey? There are two things. One, we all know, journey is very, just you can call it a second or a thought. But what type of thought? What second? If you are cooking rice, you want to see whether the rice has been cooked fully, half cooked, or it is. What is the stage of the rice? You will just pick up one rice from the utensil and check whether it is cooked, half cooked, and you know the situation of the whole. So even one thought or 1 second, what is the quality of that thought or second? Just as they test your blood, they don't take out all the blood, they take out little and they test and tell you the rest of it is also like this. So similarly, we can easily check from our single thought, just pick up and see its content. Baba says, waste thoughts. Waste thought means getting out of focus. Focus is just nothing but focus. Straight. There is no shorter method of reaching the destination than being focused. Are we focused? Although we have to live here, we have to plan for this life also. After all, we are in this world, this body is there. We have to eat, we have certain responsibilities. In addition, this is now. In addition, there are old, so many accounts of many births, balances inside the same little soul to be settled. Whether they are cleared or not cleared, there is a burden of that. So all these things add up to waste thoughts. Thoughts, any thoughts which are not as per our focus are waste thoughts. So we have four subjects. We know what are our four subjects. Knowledge. Importing. Knowledge. Getting. Yoga. Power. Getting. Dharana. Inculcation of qualities. Getting. Getting, getting, getting. If you start getting from people, you will be burdened. Oh, getting all the time. Are you giving anything also? So last subject, service, giving. So we have four subjects. Anything, not that taking shower is a wasteful activity, a thought of taking shower is a waste thought, no. Or putting on your clothes is a waste thoughts, no. But only things which are related to these four subjects. What type of clothes should I put? How much time I should spend on selecting my clothes? Like that. So there are people in the fashion business or in the modeling line who only think of clothes, clothes and clothes, and there is nothing else. For them it is their career. For us it is not. So therefore, any thoughts which are not connected with our objectives are waste thoughts, which will reduce our speed. Do they come or they don't come? But the root of the waste thoughts is deeper. And the root of the waste thoughts is body consciousness. What is the source from which the waste thoughts arise? And what is the source from which useful thoughts arise are totally different. If and when we are soul conscious, we will be thinking of the betterment of the soul, the journey of the soul, the destination of the soul, the future of the soul. And it includes the father of the soul, the next world for the soul, the mukti of the soul, and the jivan mukti, all things related to the soul. If we are not, then body, future of the body, care of the body, health of the body, happiness of the body, comfort of the body. And some of us mix the two. We think we will have best of the both the worlds. So we will also have best of the body things and best of the soul thing. Not possible. Because once you have priority of one, naturally the other things gets less priority. When a person has no aim and object in life, he will spend his day like this. And when a person has some object, then he is more concerned with the object and rest things become secondary. A doctor going to attend a patient or a fire brigade going to attend a call. You know, they have got a bell on the fire brigade and doctor has a cross mark people, even the traffic people give them way because they are on an important job. But those who are normally going without any object, they will even slow their vehicle, not bothering that others have to go fast. No aim and object. So a body conscious person, as Baba says, is subject to five problems. And those five problems are elementary for us to get rid of. Because we use the word I for the body, we also use the word I for the soul. And those five problems will not enable us even to start our journey. It will be only in our intellect, but we will not even be on the move to our journey. And those are, let us start with ego. Ego of what? Ego is a negative characteristic. Ego means that any speciality, any good quality, anything I think I have got and which gives me value in the worldly sense, I have money, I have health, I have youth, I have some position, I have some talent, whatever. That ego, if accepted and one is conscious all the time, that will not allow us to be humble. It will not allow us to respect others. It will not allow us to listen to the praise of others. It will take away our power of tolerance and patience. And it will even disturb our ability to learn. We will like to teach and not learn. So all these things are caused by ego. In one word, we will not be able to give blessing to anyone, so naturally not get blessing for anyone. So it's a great block to our journey. Because this love which motivates us also has an ingredient called blessing. The more blessings we have earned, the more boosted will be our love towards our journey. Second one, attachment. Now, how can you be attached and also moving? You are anchored and still you are voyaging. You cannot be. You are tied with ropes to the shore and you are also rowing. You can't be. So this attachment takes away our freedom to fly. It makes us dependent. It makes like a parrot in a cage. And it keeps us down with gravity, tied to the gravity. We can't pull out of the force of gravity. That is called graveyard or this physical world. So how dangerous it is. So we lose our freedom altogether. And without freedom, you can't fly. Greed. Now, greed means an illusion to get more and more. Some people have got the thinking, feeling that if I have more, I am better off. If I have more, I am better off. So they get into the craze of getting more and more and more and still more of everything, not bothering how much they have got, whether it is being used or not. And it takes away your contentment, always discontented, and you are not fulfilled. One which is not fulfilled is empty, and an empty thing wants to be filled all the time. A fulfilled one never bothers if something is taken away. So therefore, it is another big hurdle. Anger. Anger is a fire, you know. And you use your anger, you will get exhausted. Your peace will be gone. The other person's peace will also be gone. And if anger is controlled, it converts into spiritual energy of zeal and enthusiasm, which makes you tireless. You are working all the time like Dadi Janki. So because it is not anger that is consuming your energy, it is generating zeal and enthusiasm, some power. So it creates light and it creates tirelessness. And lust, you all know, the grossest form of body consciousness, which confines a person only to physical senses and physical pleasures, knows nothing of supersensual bliss. So these things are greatest hurdle. And for a BK to start journey, it is not a journey of a place of pilgrimage like going to Rome or going to any other place, Makkah, and come back to your place. I have done the holy journey. It's a journey we go on trying to become light. Baba has created this whole process for us to become light, to be able to shed slowly and slowly all the physical and material and become more and more soul conscious, and so that Baba can pull us. Baba's love, once we get into space, the other plane, and get into the trajectory of the next planet, it will pull us. So Baba wants us to get into space, and so that Baba's love can pull us. Our love has only to be out of this love for money, love for position, love for possessions, love for body, physical things, ego, and all those things which are perverted forms have to be given up. Then waste thoughts will naturally get reduced, because waste thoughts come about fear of losing. And fear of losing, when we think I am a body, the greatest fear is that I should not die, and that one has to leave the body. So this is ignorance. So my time is over. In a sense, we have to not only practice meditation, but the whole day we have to work for ourselves, each of us, so that we become light in the physical sense, in the material sense, in mentally. For our sanskaras, we may have bad sanskaras, but once we know you have a dirty water, you have to filter it to be able to use it properly. Or disuse, put that bad old sanskaras into disuse and use the new sanskaras, so that after long disuse, you will develop a disliking for them naturally. Om Shanti.